Still getting really loud, but okay, we will try to turn it down.
I
Good.
want to welcome everybody to the world according to that man, Benjamin Jeremy Stein. I want to welcome the rumblers, the ranters, the truthers, everybody out there. And yes, Peter has a great shirt on tonight. You look fantastic.
Thank you.
You look aces. I know you got all dressed up for Al Jazeera, and you're now with us. And of course, this show would not be complete without America's humble servant, the man that needs no introduction. That man is Benjamin Jeremy Stein. Sorry if it's coming in too loud. There's nothing I can do other than lowering the.
I tried to do it and so
You
did
know what? You
Tommy.
know, Ben, I'll give you the best advice I'll give you is take out your headsets and unplug it. Unplug it.
Boy, I wish
Well,
I
now you
could
can't unplug it from the computer.
unplug it from the computer.
And then
Yes.
take out the earpieces.
And then take out the earpieces, and now the sound should be a little better.
It should be much better. Sounds, Peter, why don't you talk now? Let's see. Judas
Can
volume.
you hear
Fine.
me?
That's great.
Can you hear me now?
Isn't
That wasn't one of your
you
commercials, was
see?
it?
That
I
was
know. Can you hear me now?
I know
That
that was not one of my commercials, but I wish it had been.
was one of my quick fixes. Anywho, welcome to the world according to Ben Stein. Obviously, a lot going on today.
Lot, a hell of a lot.
I think that's putting it mildly. I thought
Well,
maybe
we're still
Cuomo
open
might.
in California, guys. Did you vote?
Yeah, I
Yeah, of
did.
course I did.
Yeah.
Damn communist.
Yeah. What do you think we are, Peter? And but obviously, Ben, the biggest vote that occurred, and I mean, I think it's safe to say Mamdani will win this race.
Oh, Judah, you're breaking my heart. You are
Well, I
breaking
mean, I thought with the amount of, I thought with
the number of
the
voters.
amount of voters, but as you often say, once a trend starts, it's
Very hard
very
to
hard
argue
to
with
very,
him.
very
You're not
hard to.
expecting a last minute surprise swing to Curtis Sliwa, the founder of the
I mean,
Guardian Angel,
the
a
fact
man
that
who
he
was
did.
born to be mayor of Hoboken, the
Actually,
fact that.
I knew him when I lived in New York, and he had a really cute, I forget if it was a world girlfriend or wife. She was really cute.
The fact that he did not
Drop out. That was stupid.
exit the race,
Idiotic. Idiotic.
it's more than idiotic. It's semi-criminal, and
Yes, it is.
I'll explain to you why he did not drop out of the race. And obviously, a lot of it has to do with finances. So I want to say at this point, he probably has about $4 million cash in hand, and that 4 million can only be used. If you could hand it over, you could hand it back, you could give it back to the people that donated the money, or you could say you're running again in 4 years and keep on
Well,
employing your family members for as you know for the next 4 years. So that's why he didn't.
I didn't. I'm very much in your debt for your explaining that to me. I knew nothing about that.
Yeah, it's there's a there obviously are quite a few campaign finance laws. But anyway, I think we really need to discuss the root of this evil, and I think you could attribute everything that's happened in New York City to October 7th, and his the person that is his campaign manager or the person said this was this Israel got him into the conversation, his hatred of Israel, his love of got him into the conversation.
His love of
And
killing Jews.
yeah, and his siding with Hamas, globalized the Intifada, and everything like that. And that
Horrifying.
really
Horrifying,
that
Judah. Horrifying.
it is horrifying.
Horrifying.
And Peter, I think that really we need to do a deep dive and look at this because Republicans got to wisen up to this because we're a hop, skip, and a jump, Peter.
Well,
I'm keeping them jump
Republicans have
later.
wised up to it and they moved to Florida where
I'm
there's
sorry.
no state income tax.
Yeah,
They
Peter,
left New York City.
that's an
That's part of the
extremely
problem. And I'll tell you that this doesn't start with Mamdani. This starts with de Blasio and Bragg. It's everything that's happened since Michael Bloomberg
That's de
stepped down as
Blasio.
mayor.
Yeah, Peter, there's a
And
big difference between de Blasio and all these people
not
and
really.
yes, there's a huge difference, Peter,
You
between
know what
somebody that loves
the
that
difference
says
is? The difference is, Judah,
it
that
is.
Mondami says out loud what de Blasio and his compatriots just think and
Wait a
were
minute.
afraid to say
I'm
out loud.
confused. Who is de Blasio?
De
Former
Blasio
mayor
was
of
mayor
New
for 8 years after Bloomberg.
And who's the
And then
other?
we had 4 years of Eric Adams, and now we have this. De Blasio used to run around protesting in support of the Sandinistas and the other commies back
Yeah,
in
a
the Reagan
horrible guy.
years,
Peter, Peter.
and is
Peter, he's
as
Peter,
hard left
he's
as Mondani.
Peter, he's, yeah, listen, I can't put into de Blasio's mind of, Ben, I don't think we've witnessed the losing of a city. I mean, this is, we've literally lost New York. I mean, you could pretty much say rest in peace, you know?
Do we have any idea what the final vote is?
No, I mean, it won't come out till 9 o'clock tonight. So I could be talking out of turn and a miracle could happen. I'm going by the odds makers and the gambling sites right now. So that's who he's Cuomo's at 5%.
You're kidding. You are kidding.
No.
No, no.
On the gaming sites,
Yeah,
the
on the gaming
prediction
sites. On the prediction markets, on the poly markets, he's at 5%.
The people are
But
actually putting down money on the outcome. Almost at 5%. He's running much higher in the public
if you're
polls.
feeling really lucky, you could actually, and the most major comeback in American history happens, you would win a lot of money.
I don't think
Well, do you
he's even going
feel
to bet
lucky,
that.
Punk? Do you feel lucky? Anyway, I don't know what to say. I'm not in New York, and my sister's in New York, and she's a wonderful woman, and her husband's a wonderful guy. And I don't know what to say about them. I know they told me they were not voting for Mamdani, and I don't think they are. I just don't know what to say. I mean, it's astonishing how crazy people have gotten.
Yeah, Peter, you're 100% right, correct, man. Peter, I agree with you that there was a trend that was going on, but there was a day in history that happened that allowed this demon to be let free, and Mamdani seized on that. He seized on this vacuum or this opening, plain and simple.
I don't
I
think it's
mean,
worse. I think it's worse than that. The Fuhrer has been dead since spring, early summer of 1945. But the people who liked the Fuhrer, who thought the way he did about us Jews, they're still around. They're not the very same beings in the same bodies and the same hearts and lungs, but that kind of feeling.
I agree with you 100%. Peter doesn't see things the way we do.
Well,
And
Peter has that big cigar.
he simply does not. I'm not saying that, Peter, in a bad way to you. I'm really not.
No, we love you for it.
I think the difference is that the blatant anti-Semitism that is endemic to the modern Democratic Party is now just out in the open.
I think that's a there's a lot
Been
to that.
there,
Right. No,
it's
okay, so
been
let's
there forever.
that hasn't
It
been there
has been
forever.
papered over, and they create imaginary fights among Republicans, and now there's a real fight among Republicans going on about anti-Israel feelings and anti-Semitism and racism. But it's the Democrats who see everything in terms of race and religion, and they're no October the protests that followed October 7 gave them license to say out loud what they were afraid to say in public on October 6th,
Very well
because they
said.
would have been lynched.
Peter, very well said. Okay. I take back what I said before. You finished up your point brilliantly, as Ben Stein would say.
Thank
And
you.
you are highly commended for saying that. But I want to say something, Peter. The protests weren't following October 7th. Protests started on October 7th. That night. Let's not forget that. That
Okay,
night, they were.
fair enough. When I say
Well,
October 7th, I mean
I
what
didn't.
happened in
Well,
Gaza.
somehow I missed
Anything
that.
happened in Israel?
I thought it started a few days after that when
No, it
Israel
was pretty much Ben. They
was
were
bombed.
raring to go that night. They were screaming already about genocide before Israel even entered the war.
Well, I must say I thought I was following the news fairly closely, but obviously not. But this is a horrifying situation, and I don't know. In a way, I'm very glad I'm so old and feeble, and I'll just say I've had a great life and a really, really blessed life, and I don't know what to say. I mean, it's just what's going on is so horrible. It's just unbelievable, and my goddess and I are pretty well armed, and we know what to do with the arms, and there you are.
Yeah, it's absolutely terrifying, Peter. And you just brought up something which is even more terrifying because there is a huge issue, and it's not, this isn't one of those things, Peter, that's made up. There is an issue in the Republican Party. There always has been an issue. Also, let's be honest, with anti-Semitism with the country, with many of the country club Republicans. Let's
Oh,
not.
wait, there's been an issue with anti-Semitism for everywhere for a long
Yeah,
time,
for
but
everywhere for a long time. So let's not kid ourselves. October 7th
as
also
long as
opened
there have been Jews, there have been anti-Semites.
Yes,
Can we just can we just yeah.
Yeah, that was my
Well
favorite
put.
line when somebody was interviewing Bibi Netanyahu, and they said to him, you're losing the propaganda war. And he said, yeah, we've been losing it for 2,500 years. And I thought that was such a brilliant thing. But Ben, I don't know if you're familiar with the Heritage Foundation debacle, but I'll let Peter
Heritage,
explain it to you if you.
sure. I was in Heritage for a long time. My saintly father, now in heaven with Mr. Nixon, told me a long time ago that there were some real problems with Heritage.
Yeah, but it's right now it's on the verge of cratering, as bad as it could crater, Peter.
But it
The
appears.
foundation is on the verge of cratering, but the
Say it again.
president of the Heritage Foundation, Kevin Roberts, might be wise to start putting his CV together just in case. Tucker Carlson, our friend,
He's such a
interviewed Nick
pussy.
Fuentes on his podcast recently, and I'll give everybody the benefit of the doubt, knowing who Nick Fuentes is. He's not really worth paying attention
Well, he
to, but
wasn't an
he's
anybody, Peter. That's the problem. Nick Fuentes was a lonely, was a guy with a minuscule platform who built a platform on hate, Ben. He loves Stalin. He is a Hitler lover. And Peter, am I missing anything? I mean,
I don't.
he's.
I think he probably likes Mao too. But I don't know
Yeah,
that he's, and he may have some Che Guevara t-shirts hanging in his closet. But he's not some. Let's just say, to be kind, he's not somebody I'd like to sit down and have a cup of coffee with. Now, he's interviewed by Tucker. This became an issue because of Tucker's relationship with the Heritage Foundation,
$1.2 million. Sorry,
and
say
Kevin
again. Wait,
Roberts.
you to say that again.
Unverified, but $1.2 million in advertising money the Heritage has spent on Tucker's show.
Wow.
And Kevin took to social media and attacked some of the people that were attacking Tucker for participating in cancel culture. And some of the people who worked for Kevin Roberts, one person in particular, has been rather vocal about defending Tucker and defending Kevin Roberts on social media. And he was reassigned, moved to a new job, and then has left the foundation entirely under circumstances that are not clear. There have been other significant people who have either threatened to resign from Heritage or have resigned from Heritage. Chris DeMuth, who I think you know, Ben,
No, I'm very, very well.
resigned today from
Rather,
Heritage over
extremely
this.
close to them.
He resigned today over this. Kevin Roberts is, as we, I think we, as we speak, at Hillsdale College giving a speech about cancel culture and anti-Semitism. And the snippets that I've seen on my social media suggest that he has taken the position that I'm sorry you all misunderstood what it was I was trying to say, which is never, I think, the strongest defense one can make when you're in a debate with someone. So he has certainly taken the Heritage Foundation in a different direction than what Paul Weyrich and Ed Fulner intended when they founded it back in the 70s with money from Joe Kors. It is much more an endorsement of the Trump agenda now than the free market agenda, the limited government agenda. But, Heritage started to deviate from what it had been when Fulner stepped down as president and they brought in former South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint to be the new president of Heritage. And they decided that if Heritage was the leading organization in the conservative movement, that they were going to determine what positions defined conservatism, and they expected everyone to fall in line behind them. And that was never the intent of the founders, the board, anybody. So DeMint didn't last very long, but Heritage has some work to do, I think, to regain some solid footing. They've got some donors that are very enthusiastic about the new positions, and they've got some donors that are not happy at all. But Kevin Roberts is now caught up in this issue of, when trying to split the hair and show when nuanced criticism of Israel isn't actually anti-Semitism and other kinds of
That's funny.
explanations that just really sort of bring to mind the first thing that you do when you're a hole in a hole is you stop digging.
Well, that's a good point. Very good point. Well put. I must say that new shirt seems to have given you a new lease on life.
Yeah,
And
it's what a new shirt could do,
what's
but
the
Pat,
next step? What's the next step? I mean, it's a heart rend,
the
as my wife would say, it's a heart rendering situation.
next step,
Probably have to get bigger boxer shorts.
the next step, Ben, is to there has to be a leader in the conservative movement that stands up, and it's obviously at this moment not J.D. Vance. He's extremely tight with Tucker,
Well, wait a
and
second. Isn't there a guy in the White House named
with Kevin
Donald
Roberts.
Trump?
Yeah, but this isn't Donald Trump's job. It's
No,
not. He he's
not his
he's
job.
he's he's
Not a
he's
major change.
there are people standing up.
He.
Robbie George of Princeton, someone who's on the Heritage board, someone that I
I'm
know
Peter. You
slightly, and
know,
I
I'm
have great
referring to.
respect for him.
Peter.
I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying that this is not all happening in a vacuum. There are people standing up for what I think is the correct position. And I don't want folks who are watching to think that there isn't anybody
Well, they know
doing
Ted
the right thing
Cruz.
here.
They know Ted Cruz. They know Mike Huckabee. They know there are a lot of
That's right.
people, but we all know who's. And yeah, Ben, Trump did go after Tucker, but it's not his job. His job is to run the country, and the job of the vice president is to protect your president
And
and
you know,
to
sometimes
protect.
I
With
think
respect, I think in this situation, especially a really critical situation where some very, very catastrophic behavior is taking place by the Republican Party, I think it would be assumed by all of us that the president, if he's a Republican, would be involved in that crisis. Would not you? I mean, you are a great fan of Trump, no,
and I think.
because here's the thing, I don't know how aware he is of the problem.
Oh, come on,
And
that's
no, I'm dead. No, Ben,
old Stalin knew.
I am dead serious when I say that. I am dead serious. Sometimes when you're in the thick of things, you don't realize you're going to tell me that when Nixon was in the, was majorly in the weeds, you always realize that you're majorly in the weeds, and you don't realize sometimes. Hey,
Well,
listen,
I bet he
he,
didn't know that.
let me make two quick points.
Okay, don't worry about
One.
me.
No. I just two really quick points. Number one, I don't think that the politicians are always the first ones to stand up and do the right things. Sometimes I think that the last one to stand up and do the right things because they're looking to see which way the wind is blowing. So having somebody like Robby George come out is important. Number two, there are times when a president should intervene and times when a president shouldn't intervene. Because a presidential intervention, and Trump had this problem all throughout his first term, elevates the situation and makes more important than they might ought to be the people who are involved. So when Trump picked the fight with the Gold Star Father, who spoke at the Democratic convention in 2016, he elevated that guy to a position he never should have been put in. And I think at this moment, if the president enters this fight, it's all we're going to be talking about. It's going to derail the Trump agenda. And it's not of, Tucker Carlson isn't of sufficient importance to anyone except Mrs. Carlson that the president of the United States should be taking time out of his day to comment on what he has to say. Those are my two quick points.
Very good ones.
Well, I agree with you to a point, Peter. The problem is that event you're going to have to deal with this now, or you're going to have to deal with this in 28. And Vance seems to be the one that plans on running in 28, and this is a problem that he will not be able to get away with from. So the reason, Ben, I bring up Vance is the one that should be shutting this down is because they have extremely close ties. They've gone on the road together speaking. They're joint at the hip at Turning Point USA. So this is a crisis for Vance. And if he's not sharp enough to pick, then he's not sharp enough to become president of the United States, which I don't think.
Okay, good, sir. Good.
No,
No,
no.
I was respectfully recommend to you to read a book called A Conspiracy So Immense about McCarthy, Joe McCarthy, and Dwight Eisenhower and Richard Nixon. And when Richard Nixon was vice president under Dwight Eisenhower, Eisenhower told him, go over there and talk to McCarthy and get him calmed down and get the whole situation covered up. And he did. And that's sort of what should be happening now. Problem is, I think Nixon was awed by General Eisenhower, as everyone was. And so he cheerfully did whatever Eisenhower told him to do. I'm not sure J.D. Vance is the same kind of person.
No, I don't think he is the same kind of person. You want to know why he's not the same kind of person? Because you do judge a person by who they associate with and who they're friends with. And that's play they you know and I listen, there's a certain point, Peter, where you got to grow up, where
And
it's
J.D.
it,
Vance hasn't reached that point.
well, let
Yeah.
me back
Now,
up a
I
second.
will say this. I am happy to leave this problem for J.D. Vance to deal with in 2028. I think it's a good test of his character and what he believes. I don't want J.D. Vance to be the Republican nominee in 2028. I don't like what J.D. Vance has come out for as Vice President of the United States. Most of the bad ideas that I see coming out of the Trump White House somehow tie back to the vice president, his team, and a couple of other people around Donald Trump. They're not the ones coming up with the good ideas. I don't want J.D. Vance to be my president.
I couldn't agree
So
more.
I
I don't
would love
care.
for him to have this problem to wrestle with because I think he'll blow it.
Well, I would not like him to blow it in such a way that Kamala Harris becomes president.
Oh no, I don't want him to be the nominee.
Right, that's
Right.
this
Yeah.
right,
Okay.
this is the big problem, and that's why Trump is being extremely coy about not saying who he wants to become the next president, and that is extremely telling in itself. Is when
That's
asked,
part of it.
sorry?
That's part of the reason. The other reason is the minute that Trump anoints an heir apparent, he becomes irrelevant.
Yeah, I don't, it's Trump we're talking about, but I think to Trump, his biggest legacy will be the Abraham Accords, Ben. I think that that is the legacy he wants put forward, that of a peacemaker. And I think Rubio is the one he sees as actually having the acumen to finish that job and to keep that mantle going, Ben. That's my humble opinion.
It would be wonderful if true, and I hope it is true. But if I may say this, I humbly believe you can judge a book by its cover. And I've always thought that J.D. Vance did not look like a very deep thinker. And when I see him on television or anywhere, I think to myself, he's a punk. And anyway, that's I could be totally wrong about that. But gee whiz, the corner that the country's gotten into because of the various crazy people in both parties, just terrifying. I was at the Beverly Hills Hotel for lunch today with my wonderful, wonderful nurse and friend, Tommy, and these two wonderful, wonderful young women who were the hostesses there. I said, I hope you went and voted yes on 50. I said, no, are you joking? Of course not. And they said, well, what, why? And I said, because I don't like him. I don't like our Governor Newsom. I want to see a person who loves Israel and loves America. First America, then Israel, and at a high position in this country. And the woman said, you're joking. I said, no, I'm not. You're at the Beverly Hills Hotel. The great majority of the customers are Jewish. And you are telling me that that is not going to be a decisive factor in your views of the country? And they said, no, why would it be? I thought to myself, holy smoke, things are bad if these two young women don't get it. And they should get it. I mean, it should be glowing red on their brain neon sign.
Ben, I mean, you're talking about something I agree with you, obviously, but you're also talking about the younger generation who has literally
Terrifying.
gets their
That's terrifying. They're
who gets
terrifying.
their news off of who gets their news off of TikTok and all these other places, wouldn't know gerrymandering from Jerry. I mean, I wish I
They
could give
don't
it.
know. They don't know Al Jazeera from algebra. Yes.
Yes, Peter, thank you for coming up with that one. But Peter, to Ben's point, it's like, I got to give Schwarzenegger props because Schwarzenegger was on who was it, Jake Tapper, and Jake Tapper thought, Schwarzenegger was going to cave to the gerrymandering, and he's like, Schwarzenegger's like, it's done all the time. He's like everybody does this, and the problem Democrats are going to run into is they're gerrymandered out, Peter. There's nowhere else. And he started bringing up places like Massachusetts or wherever it was that have 40% constituents, Republicans, but have 0 seats in the House. That is
Yep.
known as gerry. We have at least 5 states, I believe, that don't have House members, Peter. And you could correct me on that if I'm wrong.
Outside, yes, outside the ones that are single member district states like Wyoming and Delaware, where they only have one member of the House. But yeah, Republicans are dramatically underrepresented in California, in Massachusetts, in Illinois. It's
Very
I won't
bad.
say it's criminal because I've always believed that part of the point of being the majority party was the power to draw the maps, and if you could draw the maps to stay in power, well, more power to you. So I don't get as excised about it as other people
You
do,
mean
but it
exercise.
does.
You don't mean excised. You mean exercised.
Yes, I do. I do. You are correct. You are correct. I was incorrect.
God bless you.
Which is just, on general principles, I was incorrect and you were correct. But it doesn't upset me as much as it upsets some other people. What does upset me is the idea that Republicans invented this, or that Republicans take advantage of it, and the Democrats are just these honest, long-haired, peace-loving, fair election-worshipping, kind-hearted souls who only have the best interests of democracy at heart. And you only have to look at the maps that the late John Burton, congressman from Northern California, drew after the 1980 census to see what gerrymandering looks like as a political art. There was a district somewhere on the coastline in California that was contiguous only at low tide. At high tide, the tide would come in and divide the district. I mean, that's art.
Usually it works
That's
the other way. Usually the
really
tide
terrific.
works the other way. But anyway, okay.
But Ben, back to your point, that we do have a huge problem. I mean, there's no doubt about it. With
A huge sugar problem. We are, I think you said at the beginning of our program tonight, we are racing towards something really evil, and that something, I hate to say, is a horrible Hitlerite anti-Semitism, and is really scary for this place, God's gift to mankind.
Ben, I want to ask you a question. I'm very, very well said. I want to ask you this question because there's this, I don't understand it. I really, I mean, I don't, I like, I, and I know you're going to have a hard time understanding it too, but you have this America only crowd, right? Now, here's the trope we've been hearing for God knows, for the $3.8 billion that Israel gets in foreign aid. To fight terror over there so it's not brought over here. Well, the America only crowd has allowed terror to be here. And that terror is we now have a terrorist mayor in New York City. So if you think $3.8 billion was a lot of money, it's going to take a lot more money to fix up New York City when Mamdani's done with it. It is going the amount the, and good for Greg Abbott, Ben, because he said, you know what Greg Abbott did to the governor of Texas? He threatened every New Yorker with 100% tariff if they move to Texas.
Actually, well, I
And
don't
it's
think that's conceivably possible.
actually, it's going to be a lot cheaper to fix up New York after Mondani's done with it because real estate values are going to crash. So you're actually going to be able to
Saying
get
that
in
about New
cheap.
York forever never quite happens.
I thought in the early 80s that Ben, it
Buildings are
did. It
going to
went
crash,
down, but
never
didn't
mind
crash.
real estate
It didn't go
values.
down. It went down, but didn't crash. And I've just been reading that the commercial market in Manhattan has been very, very strong. It's not people aren't rushing to leave. It's still quite strong. But I don't. That to me is even that's not the main point. Life is not all about money. It's about human decency. And we have now got apparently, according to you, Judah, and I trust you to know what's going on. Apparently, we have got a someone who is basically a Nazi running a city that was considered to be a bastion of Jewish thought, votes, culture. That's so incredibly awful. What's the next step? What's the next step? I think it's going back to your neighborhood where you grew up, or somebody you know grew up, where Jews were being punched as they walked down the sidewalk in neighborhoods in Brooklyn.
I'd be honest with you, Ben. I've been struggling with this a lot because, Peter, Ben and I both were sort of New York adjacent at the same time and witnessed
I don't think
the.
I think I was actually there.
No, I meant as far as like age bracket, as far as the time we were there, we were there time adjacent. We were there at the same time. Anyways, when New York got real bad and Dinkins got in, it saved New York in a sense, right? Because New York had to be hit, had to hit such a bottom for there to be Rudy Giuliani to come in. Now, I'm not sure, Peter, if 33 at the end, by the time that's done, 35 years later, 37 years later, 38 years later, we'll have that same outcome. So, Peter, what you're saying.
No, I agree with you. The strata of people who put Rudy Giuliani into office in 1993 no longer exists.
That's
The
what Judah
white
was saying to me
working
today.
class people who live in Queens don't live there anymore.
That's what I was, yeah,
Brooklyn's
I
been
was having this
gentrified
conversation.
by wealthy left wingers. You've still got that in Manhattan. The crashing poverty in the Bronx. I don't know that. I think you're right. I don't know, and I wouldn't be surprised to see a secessionist movement start on Staten Island.
I think you're totally right. I wouldn't be surprised
They
to
blow
see
up
a
the bridge to
secessionist movement
Manhattan and
start
build a
in
tunnel to New
Mississippi.
Jersey.
I mean, look, the country is being torn apart by racial hatred. It started with the Democrats. There's no doubt about that. It's horrifying. I'm really sad about it. Really, really, really sad about it. But I think it started with the Democrats.
And my Brit friends tell me this is what's happening in England.
Oh God, what's
Particularly, it's
happening in England? Oh,
London versus the rest of the
Peter,
country.
five of the major places in the UK are they have
Majority
mosques,
Muslim.
are Muslim mayors, and that's six. And again, just for people to understand that, because this is why numbers can be very misleading, is they have 6.8 million Muslims, right? And as I've brought up on the show, what's very misleading about that is where they are, where they all are. So if they're all in the major cities like they are, you're screwed. And that's the path. Once I didn't come up with this line, but once they lay down that mat, like a dog, they're marking their territory. And they're marking their territory, Peter, all across the United States. And for these America-only people, you jackasses, you're going to be fighting a war on terror in America. Okay?
You bet,
The
you
goal has
bet, you
always been
bet,
to
you
keep
bet.
the goal has always been to keep the war on terror out of America. So what? So you'll be sending your troop, your Marine children, your into New York to fight these battles, because that's, Peter, what's going to happen.
Well,
But it's a terrifying situation, Peter.
they're
What's the solution? Yeah, but maybe there is no solution.
Well,
Or
we're in a situation now politically where I've stopped talking about red states and blue states. And I talk about red states and blue cities because the Democrats are losing political power everywhere outside the cities. Now, problem because that's population intense. But remember that Mao's strategy was to win the countryside and the cities would come last. And the Chinese communists have not lost power. Now, they hadn't been in power for as long as the Russians, and there may just be a sell-by date for Marxism, but the Chinese Communist Party shows no sign of going anywhere, unlike the Russians,
I don't think
who
the
took the
Russians
cities and
bother.
then took the rest of the country by force and couldn't sustain it. So I'm hoping that there's some kind of an analog to what's happening in America, that is the countryside is becoming more and more conservative, more and more concerned about some of these issues, that the redoubts that the Democrats are withdrawing to New York and Boston and Philadelphia and San Francisco and Los Angeles, and that eventually that's all going to come crashing down like something out of an Ayn Rand book.
Well, I hope you're, I mean, that the Democrats will come crashing down like something out of an
Yes.
angle. I hope you're right, but there seems to me to be something about the Bolshevist left-wing message that appeals to mentally ill people, as some that aren't mentally ill, are perfectly fine people, but there's just some wicked
What
illness.
what's not to like about? We're going to give you a bunch of free stuff, free
You know,
food,
have
free
you ever seen?
healthcare, free housing, and it'll be free because you
Have
don't
you
have to
seen
pay for it.
Gone with the Wind?
Not in a long time.
Okay. Well, one of the key scenes that the goddess and I watch over and over again is when Mammy goes into town with Scarlet to find Rhett Butler and get some money from him to pay the tax. And as they're walking down the main street of Atlanta, there are a lot of African Americans. I guess you're just in those days. I've called them black people or something else, and they're dancing on the street and doing all kinds of incredibly good tap dancing. And a Republican, I guess Republican, white person says to this crowd of black people, "And we're going to give every last one of you 40 acres and a mule." And one of the black people, or maybe all of them, say, "And a mule?" And of course, that's a horribly racist a description of black people, but something like that is happening in America.
I agree that the welfare state is catering to a certain class of people who live in cities, who are poor, They're neglecting the rural poor, which I think is probably equally split, if not a little bit more white than the urban poor. I don't know that. That's just the way it seems it ought to be to me. But they're catering to people who would rather be taken care of than take care of themselves.
It's
And I'm not trying to
heartrending, and a lot
perpetuate
of
a
people.
stereotype here. It
It's
applies
heartrending.
to
People my
lots
type
of
get
them.
given things.
By the way, I've gone silent because there's, one of these people outside with a motorcycle that keeps on revving it up, so it's extremely hard to.
You
So
have the feeling they do it in my neighborhood all the time.
I'm enjoying listening to the two of you trying to drown out.
By the way,
It's
Peter.
Marlon Brando, and he's rebelling.
Where do you live? You live in Alexandria, do you not?
Alexandria, yes.
Good. Have you found that Vietnamese restaurant?
It closed.
You're
No,
kidding. You're kidding. You
it's
are.
just easier to tell you that it closed than I haven't found it yet.
Okay. Well, you've only had about 3 or 4 years to find
I
it.
found several Vietnamese restaurants. It's just not the right ones. And I found out the other day that it's pronounced pho, not pho.
I've heard that too. I have heard that too.
I got to tell you, since we're talking about we might as well enjoy ourselves talking about things that are not. I've never enjoyed that. It's one of those dishes I don't like. I don't like pho.
I've never had it. I've never had it, but I'm very, very blessed to say that I have all around me at this little table pistachio nuts, fig Newtons, tea. I'm a happy guy. But I will tell you again. When I was at the Beverly Hills Hotel today, talking to these two lovely young women, very charming as charming can be. But when I said to them, I like a candidate who loves America and who loves Israel, they were looking at me as if I was crazy.
Well, you are, Ben. For them, you are. I'm not saying that to sound. I mean, this disease that's being spread around that I've been screaming about since we've been doing this, Ben. I mean, I've been screaming about
Sure,
this.
sure, 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 sure. I've been talking about it too, as in I've been talking about it too, and it's a horrifying situation. But wait a second. Of the three of us who are here, how many have taken steps to defend ourselves?
But well, we've had this discussion, so.
Well, it's worth having more than once.
Yeah, well, not for
I
everybody,
have an Italian passport in the name of Rodolfo Laspari.
but
So I can
for
flee the
those
country, flee the country.
for the for those who for those who are equipped to carry a gun and handle a gun, they should own a gun. 100% sure. They should own as many as possible. That's for those that are fit to own them. Not all are fit to own firearms.
Well, you're so
And
right. You're so right.
I think that's an extremely important message. And to quote Clint Eastwood, a good man knows his limitations. And are you a good man? Great line with Hal Holbrook. But again, Ben, getting back to it, I don't see an end right now. I don't. I
Well, sorry to say that the end from Germany was killing Jews and killing everybody around them that they could. And unfortunately for Hitler, luckily for the rest of the world, one of the people that they collided with was Joseph Stalin, who was just as mean and tough as they were and ruled a much, much, much bigger country that was populated by very, very brave, strong people, namely the Russian people. And then they bumped into Winston Churchill, one of the greatest men of all time, and then the United States of America. And that was it for Adolf Hitler. But who are the people, who are the Churchills of America who are going to say the truth? We've got some major lunatic maniacs, and we've got to stop them.
Well, listen, I think
There's
Rubio
one
is
guy
a,
in Donald Trump.
yeah, there's one guy, and I think Rubio is another one
I'm sorry,
that.
Peter, I didn't hear what you said, sweetheart. I
I
didn't
just
hear.
said there's one guy, and it's Donald Trump. I don't think anybody
Well
else,
put, well put, well put, well
I
put.
don't think anybody else. There are people who are willing to say that, but I don't think they really have the backbone to follow through. People have been asking me all day on the other interviews I've been doing about when do I think the government shutdown is going to end, and they all think it's going to be, well, the election's over, so now the Democrats can safely close the oh, re vote to reopen the government. I don't think so. I think Trump is happy to keep it shut. He explained what his position is. We've got to get the government open again. The Democrats need to vote to open the government again, and I'm not making any compromises. There's a good deal on the table. They need to take it. And he's not going to bend. I'll be
Yeah,
very surprised if he
and
does.
he's not losing public support, and that's the key to this,
Not on the
Peter.
shutdown, no.
Not which is
He is losing
huge.
support, but he is losing support on his handling of the economy. People are not happy with the performance of the economy right now because they still see prices rising, and they, even though I paid $2.79 for a gallon of gasoline this past weekend, and I don't remember the last time I did that, they still see prices as being very high,
Sure,
and they don't like it.
sure, sure. At the gas station near our house in Beverly Hills and near our house in Malibu, it's over $6. And you know what? Nobody's complaining. We're happy about it. We just want to have the gasoline.
Yeah, I mean, people, I mean, Ben, you've been talking about inflation being crazy,
It's
and
insane. It's
it's
fucking insane.
but
And
do you see,
wait, I
so
have a solution. You guys are
no,
saying
you
there's no
brought it
secret.
up. I think it's
We have
brilliant, which,
price control.
yeah.
We tried it under Mr. Nixon. Everybody scoffed. Mr. Nixon put my sainted father in charge of it. It worked incredibly well. It didn't work forever, but the back of inflation was broken by the wage price controls. I don't see why we don't try it again.
You know, you brought up something that's an incredibly important issue, and this is where Republicans. So Trump is actually winning the government shutdown, but we're losing. We've lost for a long time. The way Mamdani gets in is really old fashioned anti-Semitism, right? You
Couldn't agree more.
can't afford something, it's the Jews' fault. You can't do this, it's the Jews' fault. And Republicans really need to do better messaging as far as the economy goes. And getting prices down and talking to people about this is a huge issue, and it leaves open the door for this to happen in the future. That's how people like this get ahead. I mean, it's really no secret. This has been done over and over and over again, Peter. And Republicans they've got to fix up their messaging when it comes to the economy. Yeah, it could turn around 100%. They could turn around,
Why don't they
God
have
willing.
me do that?
It's not a bad
Right?
idea.
People think that I know something about money. I don't, but they think I do. Why not give me one of these nice shirts, a cigar, and we'll be all set. You'd be like a character. You'd be like one of the characters in your book.
Which book? I have a lot of books,
The
I
book you
never.
wrote with your father about inflation run amok.
Right, on the brink. Right. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
By the
All
way,
right.
I just want to say to somebody, I just want to say to one of the ranters, yeah, 100% this anti-Semitism is out of control online. I don't like bringing it up a lot because I don't like upsetting Ben with the things I see online on X and all
Have
these different
Ben
sites.
doesn't Ben doesn't follow those things.
But that's why I don't like bringing it
I'm
up as
glad you
much,
don't. I'm
because
glad you don't.
I don't want you
Having a
to
heart attack.
have a heart attack. And
I don't want any either.
I and yeah, it's out of control. The problem is we don't know how much is real and we don't know how much is fake because of all of with I, and I love that Elon Musk bought Twitter, but a massive mistake he made, Peter, was not him not getting rid of the bots. And you know, Ben, basically what bots are fake accounts. And we don't know how many of the accounts on X are actually real, and we don't know how many of the accounts are fake. All businesses, though, rely on bots.
That's really
And
sad. That's really
yeah,
sad.
well, think about it. If CNN puts out a story and it looks like 100,000 people liked it, then that's a success. That bolsters them up. But if those bots didn't exist, Peter, 10,000 people might like that story. Let's see, you know, so it's very confusing. So there we are.
Okay, well, let's just say, if I may, let's pray for our glorious America. We have the best thing here that there's ever been, America. The people who hate it, and there are a lot of them who really hate it,
Even in the Beverly Hills Hotel, and it breaks my heart, but please, everybody, let's pray for America.
Yeah, 100%. By the way, it broke the record of New Yorkers voting to the 1969 record. So who knows? Maybe we wake up in the morning and or we've seen a few hours that Cuomo managed to pull this out.
That would be wonderful. But I will say that if we if Peter can wear a shirt like that, anything can happen.
100%. On that note, you can find Peter all over. You can find him at the Rough Draft. He's got a bunch of stuff out there. You could also find them on most Arabic speaking networks. Yeah, Peter.
They've just declared Abigail Spanberger winner in the race for Virginia governor.
Oh, I hate that. I like
Well,
that.
that was a given. That was a
Oh,
given.
I didn't know that. I gave money to Miss Winsome, and I'm sad she didn't win.
It's a given, and this is like the hypocrisy, right? Obama, not supporting a black woman. I mean, it's all kinds of wrong. And there again, you're going to need to have another Loudoun County, which got Youngkin in the first place. And maybe Virginia will wisen up one of these days and make it a two-term governor. This one-term governor thing doesn't really
Well, I
not.
remember very well when the Byrd family were there, and they're all white and could not be defeated, period. So it's a different world now. The Byrds weren't so bad. I mean, they certainly weren't great, but gosh, everybody, this is America. It's such a great, great, great place. Please, please, God, let's have America last longer.
100% amen. On that note, I want to thank Peter Roth from the Roth Draft and
And
just
Peter,
being
you have
a.
inspired me with your new wardrobe.
Yeah, and Peter Mazel Tov on the new grandchild.
Oh, Mazel
Thank
Tov,
you.
Mazel Tov, Mazel
I saw you posted it on Facebook, so I'm guessing
Yeah,
that I'm allowed
it
to
is.
say it out loud now.
Yes. As of last week, I have the fourth grandchild, second granddaughter.
Good luck,
There you
sir.
are.
God bless you.
Thank you.
And of course, thank you, Benjamin Jeremy Stein. Thank all the
Thank
rumblers
you.
and ranters and truthers and everybody out there from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. God bless you all. God bless this great country. Have a good night, America. We'll talk to
God
you
bless
very
you, Jude.
soon.
God bless you, Jude, and God bless you, Peter.
God bless you all.